Scurry County's Commissioner Terry Williams is already posting piffle on Facebook to justify more spending and tax increases now as crew scared voters into voting against a tax rollback. Williams admits there's no desire by commissioners to hold the line on taxes when he wrote, "We all want lower or at least slower rising property taxes." Williams is attempting to justify even more big spending in coming years by claiming the reason for it all is unfunded or underfunded mandates from legislators. That's nonsense. Mandates from the state didn't put Scurry County in the country club golf course business. Austin didn't mandate the fancy break room at the courthouse or any of the other big spending programs the court threatened to cut if the rollback passed. Legislators in Austin didn't mandate Scurry County commissioners grow spending so much each year that they spent millions of their reserve funds until there weren't any more to spend. Austin didn't tell them to sue the county's largest taxpayer either. Williams then misleads the public by telling them the legislature lowered the county's revenue cap from 8% to 3.5% going forward. Mr. Williams, there's not a revenue cap. The 3.5% simply gives voters a say if you again pass a big tax increase, and it only covers existing property tax revenue, not new or improved property or other revenue sources. Voters approved your over 8% property tax increase for this year's budget, so why do you think it's a cap on revenue? A cap means a maximum. The law doesn't set a maximum. It simply requires you to get voter approval. And don't worry, you can lie and scare them all to death next year. Again. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.